The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Yo, yo, yo. How's it going? My name is Corbin Ford. You can follow me at CorbinNBA on Twitter. Let me tell you, I love the National Basketball Association, everything about it. And NBA Today gives me the opportunity to talk about it with y'all. The ins, the outs, NBA from all angles. From current hot topics to flashbacks from the NBA's past to literally everything in between. And yes, that includes NBA Twitter. NBA Today is the show for the hoop junkies on Hoop Ball. Check it out. NBA Today with Corbin Ford. I look forward to talking with y'all real soon.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. It is Wednesday. Happy hump day to everybody. It is going to be a fun podcast. I'm on the run here in the car. So if the audio sounds a little weird, it's because we had some scheduling conflicts this morning, and I'm trying to make myself available to make this happen. Welcome to Today in Sports Betting. I got my main man, Devin Ellington, with me. Devin, what's up, brother? How you doing?
How's it going, Ira? Appreciate you being mobile and dichotomous in your task doings today. I appreciate you getting this knocked out.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I love doing it, and it's a passion of mine. So let's give the people what they want, some winners. Before we jump into today's slate, just want to let you guys know, as always, this podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They have the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 with their water-resistant technology. It is great. I love mine. Devin loves his. Go get one. Go to manscaped.com. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Once again, HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. We got an early game, early baseball game this morning, Devin, and that's the Detroit Tigers taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. You got Matt Boyd on the mound for the Tigers against Corbin Burnes for the Brewers. Brewers -160, Tigers +130 here. And I'm on again, back-to-back days. I'm going back to the well with the Detroit Tigers here. I already played them at +140, +141. I'm playing their team total over 3.5 at +112. And I'm also going to play the Tigers at +1.5 runs at -120. I like the Tigers here. I think it's a great time to double down, triple down on this team. They're in a good spot against Corbin Burnes and the Brewers. Any thoughts for you here on this one?
No, I saw you added those plays and I kind of chuckled because I figured that maybe this was a spot that you did like the Tigers in. I like them also. So that plus money is great value comparatively so to the -165 for Milwaukee. I think that's the easy take. And then I like them on the spread also on that play that you added. Their bats are just really, really hot right now. Just little side note, Will Little, the head official today, the home team, the money line record for the home team is 0-6 in games that Will Little umpired.
Well, it's time to break that streak, Devin.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's got to even out eventually.
Yeah, so that's where I'm on all of them today. I love me some Tigers. I love what they're doing over there. I love their bats. So, and I just don't think this Milwaukee team is as good as people think that they are. And I'm gonna take a shot here with the Tigers as the home dog. We got a lot of baseball to talk about. But let's run through it pretty quickly here for the listeners so we can get some basketball and some hockey before we jet out. We got the Kansas City Royals and Duffy on the mound against the Cleveland Indians and Carlos Carrasco. Indians -$2 here, over under 7.5. Royals +160 on the other side of it. Any thoughts for you here? Duffy, the lefty, can be shaky at times.
Right.
Carrasco, obviously a good pitcher for the Indians. Any thoughts for you here on this one?
I was wrong on the Kansas City-Cleveland game yesterday. I had the first five under. You had the right call. So with the Royals just winning outright, that was a great call. At plus, you know, 185 money, 190 dog that you gave out.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. That's what I'm here for, to give the people some dog winners from time to time.
Yeah. We actually had a few dogs from yesterday. But
dogs were barking. Dogs were so barking. Much.
So this game, I'm scared after yesterday, so I'm going to lay off of it. But didn't know if you were going to go back to the Royals.
No, I'm going to lay off here. Yeah. I just think that Indians have too much firepower here against Duffy today. The Royals are only in the plus 160 range, so it's just not enough value for me here at plus 160. Let's move on to the next game. Toronto Blue Jays and Tanner Roark against Davey Garcia and the New York Yankees. Yankees are minus 130. Blue Jays plus 110 here on the other side. Over under 10 runs. Shaded to the under at minus 115. I don't know about you, but it's hard for me not to look at the over 10 runs here at minus 105. Any thoughts for you on this one? Can you convince me otherwise, or are you on board with me here?
No, I think that's honestly a pretty decent approach to take. I don't have a ton of information on this Davey Garcia guy. You know, he does have a pretty low ERA, but I think he's only made one or two starts. Tanner Roark was struggling, giving a lot of fly ball and xFIB numbers up to batters. The last couple starts, though, he's gotten his ERA down under the 6 mark. It's still high at 5.75, but if I remember right, it was close to 7 a week or two ago. So the Blue Jays bats right now are just hitting really well. Rowdy Tellez, though, is questionable, and he's pretty good against right-handed batting if he's in there.
Yep. Next game on the board, we have the Chicago White Sox, and Dane Dunning on the mound for the White Sox is a minus 160 favorite against the Pittsburgh Pirates and JT Brubaker, who are plus 130, over under 9 runs, shaded to the under, minus 115. This is another game I like the over the total here at 9. Yeah. Any thoughts here for you on this one?
It's hard to ignore that plus money. Both of these bats are capable. I had a shocker yesterday. I had the White Sox on the run line, and they ended up losing in extras. Took a 4-2 lead into the 8th and ended up blowing that one out. Both pitchers right now are in pretty good grooves. They're both capable. They're going to put a lot of balls in play. They throw a lot of strikes. And if these bats can make contact, that over number is a good way to go. I can't argue with it too
much. All right. Well, at least we agree there. Next game on the board, we got my hometown, Miami Marlins, and Pablo Lopez. In Atlanta, taking on the Braves and Tommy Malone, the lefty. Braves are minus 130 here, over under 9 runs. Even to the over, shaded to the under, a minus 120 here. It's another game that I kind of lean over the total, but it might be just a stay away for me as well. What do you think here for you? You got any plays here in this game?
Yeah, I mean, the Braves just lost Max Fried, so that's shaking this rotation up that's already down Soroka. And, you know, it's a rotation that's just been falling apart recently. On top of the bullpen woes, I think this is a great spot to back the Marlins, sending Lopez out. He's made some good starts recently, got a 3.05 ERA. And Tommy Malone, I mean, sure, his ERA at 11.37 has got some inflation in it, but, I still expect him to probably give up 4 runs early. The Marlins like left-handed bat or pitching. So, I mean, you know, they capitalized last night. They opened at plus 132 on the money line. They're all the way down to 110, plus 110. That's what we saw yesterday. They ended up winning the game 8-0. So I'm just going right back to it.
Yeah, I like the Marlins here as well in this one too, now that I think about it. I do like Pablo Lopez a lot. And, you bring up a good point. The Miami Marlins love to hit left-handed bats. So, yeah, let's go Marlins here, plus 110 short road dog here.
Over team total.
Next game on the board, we got the –
And
over the team total. I like that. I like that. No worries. We got the Baltimore Orioles against the New York Mets and Rick Porcello. The birds are +160. The Mets are -$2. Shaded to the over of 9 at -120, even to the under. Anything for you here in this one?
This is going to be a stay away game for me. I mean, Rick Porcello is a recent Cy Young winner, but I mean, the last couple of years he's looked the exact opposite. The Baltimore Orioles are sending a guy in Lopez out there that's a right-handed pitcher, and right now his ERA is posted at 27, so I have no idea what that's about. He probably has limited work, just gave up a decent amount of damage. But, yeah, this is a little bit of a weird game for me. I'm going to go ahead and stay away. I have no idea why the Mets are -182 favorites.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a game where you want to play the over here at 9. You know, and then you got another big favorite here in the next game. You got the Rockies and Sensatella against Zach Davies and the Padres. Padres -180, Rockies +150. I tried taking a little bit of a shot last night for a point, I don't know, a quarter of a unit on the Rockies at +$2. Didn't work out so well. They did start the game on fire, though. But, yeah, Padres are just electric right now. I like the over of 9 runs here in this game as well. It's -105 right now. I don't know why the steam is coming in on the under here. Can you explain it to me? Because I don't really get it.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe it's the Davies effect. And then Sensatella, you know, or Sensatella is, you know, pretty capable as well. You know, he's right there with your main Marquez for, you know, their best pitcher. His road splits are, you know, pretty decent. It's at Petco Park, pitcher's ballpark, huge outfield. So, you know, I don't really have an explanation one way or the other. It is two good teams, divisional foes, going against each other. So maybe the familiarity keeps the under down. Maybe that's what some people are looking at. But as far as, my opinion and trying to talk you into one way or the other, I don't have a true passionate opinion on any play in this game.
I gotcha. And another game that's just kind of disappointing here from the red side of the ball. They've just been playing poorly.
Yeah.
They're a +130 dog today with Trevor Bauer on the mound against the Cubs and Yu Darvish, who are -160 over under 6.5.
Yeah.
Is this a 7-inning game?
No, it's just Bauer and Darvish on the mound.
Wow. Darvish has a, that's the lowest total I've seen in a long, long time.
Yeah. I mean, usually you'll see some sevens in there with some pretty top end aces. I think Bauer's been in some games that have a total of, you know, 7. When him and Bieber pitched against each other, Cincinnati and Cleveland, a couple weeks ago. But yeah, no, 6.5, that's just crazy. Maybe first 5 under, it's probably going to be 3 or 3.5. But Yu Darvish gives up some of the least amount of, you know, contact opportunities in the first 5 innings as a starting pitcher. And, you know, Bauer is going to strike out guys too. These Cubs bats try to swing at a lot of stuff.
And the wind must be blowing in today at Wrigley, right, Mr. Weatherman?
Let's check. 12 miles per hour in. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, well, yeah, that's a pass game for me, but the Cincinnati Reds better turn it around soon or their season is just kaput. We got the Angels and Tehran on the mound at -120 against even money Rangers and Kyle Cody. I already played the Angels here at -120. Any thoughts for you on this one?
I was initially looking at the over. Right now it's at even money, over 10. There's been a hook steam, you know, from 9.5 up. So I'm just looking to maybe follow the precipitation a little bit here. And, yeah, you know, that was my first glance. I'm not really sure on a side. Looks like 72% of the money right now is coming in on Texas, but, you know, that means more to some than others. But I think it's going to be a struggle game for both of these teams. You know, maybe like a low-scoring first half, but once these bullpens get involved, anything goes.
I'm still seeing 9.5 -115. I might have to play that. It's a line where you're saying 10. So
yeah.
We got the Houston Astros and Garcia on the mound against the Athletics and Luzardo. Athletics -170, Astros +140, over under 9, shaded to the under -120. I've been back in the Athletics, and it hasn't worked out the last day or so. 2 days ago it worked out. But any thoughts for you here? I think this is just a pass game for me. I just don't want to back the Athletics at minus 170.
Yeah, these two teams playing each other usually is a tough one to handicap just because they play each other so competitively and tight. But I'm actually kind of looking at the under here. I've got two teams over 500, divisional opponents. Luis Garcia doesn't have a win yet on the year, but he, you know, he's been solid for the Astros. And then not to mention Luxardo, you know, this kid I've talked about a couple times, mostly through Twitter, but he came out of the bullpen, had a good first outing. He's gotten roughed up a couple of times, but he still has a sub-5 ERA. So look at the first five under again, as well as the full game under. I did that with the Astros and the A's a couple nights ago, and I hit both of them. So I'm looking to try to do the same thing here. It's a similar situation, in my opinion.
All right. You got the Dodgers and Clayton Kershaw against the Arizona Diamondbacks and Taylor Clark. Diamondbacks plus 230, the Dodgers minus $3. Over-unders 9, shaded to the over minus 120. You got to think that they're going to play an under game at some point, especially after the extra inning game that they played last night. Maybe they're a little tired.
Yeah.
Something to look into. I haven't played anything yet. Don't have a real strong opinion on it, but I might look at under 9 even money, especially if this game gets up into 9.5, 10 range.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and lay off this one. This is just with a volatile bullpen like the Diamondbacks allowing as a bullpen about 6 runs, you know, a game. That's their ERA. And then you got Clayton Kershaw in there who looks like he's just kind of back to bits of his old self. I mean, 1.5 ERA, 5-1 on the year. Dodgers are pretty much locked in right now, you know, offensively, defensively. So, yeah, I don't have a true play or opinion, not even a lean really on this one.
All right. And the last game, before we jump to the last game, just make sure, you know, our other sponsor of the show, mybookie.ag, go sign up, create a new account, make a deposit, and you get 100% match on your first deposit. Lots of sports, lots of action going on. I use mybookie. Devin does too. It's all around a good time. Use the promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL, and you'll get 100% match on your first deposit and a free $10 MLB future wager. Last game on the board here, Devin, we got the Seattle Mariners, and I don't even know how to pronounce his name, Nick Marjevicius.
That, yeah.
Against San Francisco Giants and Tyler Anderson. The Giants minus 140. Mariners plus 120, over under 9, shades to the under at minus 120. I don't have a too strong of an opinion on this one, but if I had to lean one way or the other, it probably would be the San Francisco Giants at minus $1.40. But I don't really want to back the Giants at that big of a price today.
Yeah, I went on the Mariners last night. They ended up losing by a run, I believe. Had an early lead, gave it up, got it again. They were winning most of the game, and they were at plus 140 last night. So a little heartbroken. And, you know, I told you this as a baseball fan, I was going to, you know, I really liked this series. But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and lay off of this one again, maybe try to hit this series in a more valuable or value-based spot in the next game.
All right, well, we got two basketball games, one hockey game left to talk about. We got the Raptors +3.5. Boston -3.5, over under 209.5, minus 110 to both sides. All this under steam coming in on these games as they get further and further along in this series. I think that this is a spot where maybe you take the over of 209.5, but, you know, like I always say, I like to live bet these games.
Yeah.
So no real opinion here for me, but if the Raptors can get up a little bit, I would look to back the Boston Celtics to win this game. Outright.
Yeah, you know, that's not a
any thoughts for you there?
Yeah, so Dan, you know, again, another subtle shout out to our guy Dan. You know, he went on VSiN yesterday and talked about this number and how this was your best spot to jump on and over. But for me, and this is another point he made, so I'm just piggybacking on Dan a lot, is the fact that you know, neither team has really showed us a pace or, you know, execution to even get to 210. Based off pace alone, I continue to see maybe tops of 205, 208. But again, it's really hard right now. You never know when, you know, the top's going to pop off for one game. You know, it's like a pressure cooker. So maybe tonight's the night. But, you know, like Dan said, and I agree with him, this is the best spot to take the over. I've tried, I believe, once or twice in this series, and it hasn't worked for me. So I'm staying away from it.
Yeah, I think it's a good spot to take the over, and I'd look at a team in game and take the Celtics to win this one outright. You know, and you can follow along. I might post an in-game wager. You know, I love doing that. You know, I'm pretty decent at it. So follow us along on Twitter. I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We are at Hoopball Gaming as well. Second last game of the night for the NBA card, we have the Los Angeles Clippers against the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets plus 8, Clippers minus 8, and the over under is 221.5, minus 110 to both sides here. I don't really have a too strong of an opinion on this one either. I'm just gonna watch, wait, and maybe throw in an in-game wager, tweet it out on the Bird app for all the followers. Make sure you're following us again. Devin, do you have a strong opinion here? Any referee statistics or anything like that?
It's funny how you just always seem to know that I prefer one game over the other, and I do have ref statistics on this game. I'm also following.
You know, Devin, I'm at the point where I can finish your sentences. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting there.
We've been doing this long enough.
Yeah. Scott Foster, Bill Kennedy, and David Guthrie, my three favorite guys. All of them favor the over. So that's where I'm looking. You saw both offenses just execute and click last game. I think it's going to roll over into this game. And I'm also looking at the Clippers minus 8 because, you know, I just have a feeling that they're going to score a lot of points early. And then they're going to be able to lock down the third quarter, but get the job done enough to where enough points goes over and then they cover. So that's what I'm looking for as far as my angle tonight on this one.
In one NHL game, if you heard yesterday, I was backing the Knights, and they won last night in a nice fashion. I also took the Knights in the series before the game started at minus 130 to win the series. So a nice little start to that as well. But we do have one hockey game tonight, and that's the Tampa Bay Lightning, which I also have futures tickets on to win the Stanley Cup. They are a minus 167 favorite here against the Islanders. This might be a spot where I'd back the Islanders at plus 147, plus 150. Yeah. I just think it's a little bit of value, but I do, my gut says, the Lightning are going to win, but I just don't want to lay minus one, almost minus 170 with them tonight. If anything, I'm going to play the over five goals again at minus 135. Any thoughts for you here?
I was, actually going to say something about the over. I'm finding, you know, and this is with doing research, so do your research, kids. But I'm finding over 5.5 at plus 115.
So that could be an interesting spot, but I like the five number just in case of the 3-2 game.
The push,
you know. Mm-hmm. So I do like this over five, and I like laying the juice at minus 135 here.
Sure.
But yeah, that's really it. And if all our listeners can do us a huge favor, we would love it. It would mean the world to us. Go on to the iTunes podcast app. Go ahead and rate us 5 stars. Leave a nice review. You can reach out to us anytime on Twitter as well. DM us. We're always available for your questions, thoughts, comments, etc. Once again, I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We're a HoopBall presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Go to Manscaped. Get the promo code HoopBall20, get 20% off and free shipping, and mybookie.ag. Sign up, get 100% match on your first deposit using the promo code HoopBall with a free $10 MLB future wager. Devin, I will see you tomorrow. Hopefully, I will be in front of my setup. We'll have our schedules aligned together tomorrow, and we'll do it a little bit more efficiently here. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Devin, I'll see you tomorrow.
Take care.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.